The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
John at RTE.ie.
Our text number is 51551. Our email address, john at RTE.ie. My next guest became an online sensation 4 years ago at the age of 15 when his mother interrupted a Michael Bublé concert in front of 14,000 people to talk to Michael about her son, Sam. And what happened next surprised everyone.
Her son turned 15 a couple days ago. That's very sweet. He's hiding. He's hiding. And you want to sing. You know what? Because we've taken it this far already. Come up here for a moment. Come up here for a moment, because I remember being your age. Okay, come up, bring him up over the bar here. Sit right here. What's your name?
Sam.
Sam, it's nice to see you, man. How are you? All right, Alan, starting a feeling good for me and Sam. You ready? Birds flying high. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky.
Hey! Hey, come here! Sam can sing! Yes! Okay. Okay. Let's
try that again. Birds flying high. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new. Before Sam wins the X Factor and drives my career into the pavement.
As I said, he was only 15 when that clip went viral, and now at the age of 18, his musical career is taking off. Sam Holyman, good morning.
Good morning.
And looking back to that time, that moment during the concert when your mother got up with you, were you mortified, first of all?
Well, as she was getting up on stage, I was literally sinking into the footwell, just hiding from the now-facing cameras, and my face was on the big screens.
So when you look at it now, how do you feel?
I don't know. It still gets my heart going a bit every time I see it, just thinking, oh, God, I remember that feeling.
Did your mother surprise you, or had you a hunch that was what she was going to do?
She was sort of talking to me beforehand, saying, oh, so what's your favourite song? And so I was like, OK, where are you going with this?
Yes.
And then he broke out into that sentence, which is where he says, you know, oh, I'd love to have you all up on stage with me. And then she decided to go up on stage, or go up to the stage and call him down.
Yeah, so you had an inkling then, before you got to the concert, that something was going to happen.
I had about a 5 minute sort of pre-warning of what is happening, what is she thinking.
Well, it turned out good for you. And we can now have a listen to what Michael Bublé thought of you in that particular moment.
If you watch the clip on YouTube, you can see the fear in my eyes. Like, I'm scared for the kid. And I go, birds flying high, you know how I feel, or whatever it is.
Yep.
And I hand him the microphone, and the look in my eye tells it all, because I have no filter, and the kid could sing. And literally, I don't know what I did. I think I jumped up and said,
you kind of put him in a headlock.
I said, holy blank balls, Mum.
And your mom is here with you this morning, Sam?
Yes.
And you live in Stafford, in England. And when did you start singing, Sam?
I've been singing just randomly for most of my life. You know, me and my mom would be driving down in the car to school or to work or wherever it was, and we'd just be singing along with random songs in the car, hopefully trying to hit a harmony or something. And then, I don't know, by the age of about 13, we had to learn guitar in music as part of our syllabus, and so I started learning guitar, and you had to do chords and sing at the same time. And so I enjoyed it. So I thought, you know what, I'll carry on learning this and have a go. And then ever since then, it's just sort of progressed more and more.
You were invited to get involved in Britain's Got Talent, but you said no. Why?
when looking at the contracts you get from sort of like the live sort of performance things and listening to the histories of people who didn't make it as well from the stuff, they've, you know, there's a lot of their life which they can't do anymore, which they, you know, they lost out in a bit.
You didn't like the contract that you would have had to sign if you got involved with Britain's Got Talent. Just tell us something about that.
Well, when we were given the contract, we thought, you know what, we'll highlight it, and if we've got any questions, you know, we've got the highlighted questions. And by the time we'd read through this entire thing about the stuff we weren't too sure about, the entire thing had turned pink. So it was like, if I've got to ask that many questions about a sheet of paper, do I really just want to be signing it?
Mm, there are questions about your rights to your own music and what might happen down the road. You're essentially putting yourself in the arms of another. Is that it, essentially, that you would have no control over what would happen next?
Yeah, and especially when I, you know, especially still being in school back then and still being, you know, as young as I was, I still had some life to live.
So you said no to Britain's Got Talent, but you decided to audition for the UK Voice. We're familiar with the Voice format here. So tell us about that.
Yeah, after receiving a few emails from the Voice saying, oh, would you like to come join us? We thought, yeah, why not? We'll give it a shot. So we went on, did the Voice, and then, you know, we got up to the spinny chair part. And then, you know, and that's about as far as I got for that.
But in other words, none of the four judges turned around?
Nah.
I see. And were you a bit shocked?
No, I was happy either way, to be honest. It was an incredibly enjoyable experience. I loved it.
And it also, there were a couple of people watching who proved influential in what you did next.
After, you know, some of the people who were watching this, like my producer of the album, you know, he contacted me and says, well, I've just seen you on this. Would you like to do an album? And so I was like, sure, yeah. And so, you know, did an album with him, released the Red Reel Sessions, you know, which is, it's recently one of its tracks has got number one on the Hot Disc charts.
And in a moment, we'll hear you performing live. But first, we're going to hear one of your songs from the album, The Red Reel Sessions. It's called Where I Wanna Be. What's that about?
The song Where I Wanna Be is about 2 weeks every year. I get to go up to Scotland where I've got friends, family. You know, it's just a time of relaxing music, just sitting out picnics in a massive open fields and stuff. It's just something I really look forward to every year. And so I decided to write the song about, you know, you've got the toils of, like, life and, you know, the stresses of homework and...
With all that, you head up to Scotland to get away from it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say the tourism authorities in Scotland would be delighted with you. Where I Want to Be and Sam Holliman.
All around, I hear a familiar sound. She's shining at me again. I'm sleeping on the floor, and I can't take no more. I think of where I wanna be, and so I fill up the tank and put her into drive. See, I'm out on the road, and I feel alive. Only 2 weeks of summer up in Scotland, and that's where I wanna be. Up the highway to the Highlands, me and my guitar, all alone, going far away from home to peace I've never known. Up in Scotland.
That was Where I Want to Be by Sam Holliman. And Sam, tell us about recording some music in Nashville. How did that arise?
Well, after meeting up with my producer, Justin Johnson, we decided to, you know, record the album. And we thought, you know, I'd go off to Nashville and have a, you know, have see what life is like in, like, the country central of the world. And so, you know, we went there, and then I met up with some session musicians there, and we helped record, you know, some more of the songs of the album. And went round, did the nightlife around there, had a look at the clubs, pubs, you know. It was great.
And if people want to hear more of Sam's music, they can find him on Facebook and on Twitter. Now, we can't let you go without singing the song that you performed with Michael Bublé in front of 14,000 people. Feeling Good. Take it away.
Birds flying high.
You know how I feel. Sun in the sky high. You know how I feel. And breeze drifting on my high. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling dragonflies out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when the day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. For me, yeah. In the stars when you shine, you know how I feel. Since I've been pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is my heart, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Oh, oh, oh. Cause I'm feeling good. Feeling good.
The John Murray Show on RTÉ Radio 1.